That's pretty.
Certes, mon Father.
We come to you in the name of your Son Jesus. Our heart is open to your word. Our spirit is receptive to your word. We receive instructions from your word. Clarity comes to our heart. We receive the revelation that is found in your word. We are edified and you are glorified in us. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with your Bibles? Are you writing materials? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you with me? Wow. We want to start off on a bit lengthy teaching, but we're going to start off tonight. Hallelujah. Is on a topic I titled, titling it was wonderful because a lot of things will be touched. So I just titled it Identifying the Church. Identifying the Church. So we're going to start off from Paul's letter to Timothy. Hallelujah. Let's start off from Paul's letter to Timothy. That's where we're going to start from. Hallelujah. Open your Bibles with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1. We're going to do a little study on this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you in 1 Timothy chapter 1? He said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope, to Timothy, a true son in faith, say grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse 3. He said, I urge you. The word is, I command you. I give you charge. When I went to Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, that you may charge. Listen to what he told Timothy in Ephesus, to do in Ephesus. I want it to be very, we're going to be taking much more, we're going to be looking at a whole lot of things together. Hallelujah. Now, take note of what he's telling Timothy. He says, that you may charge some, that they teach no other doctrine. Did you see? You know, first of all, in our world today, we call doctrine. I have heard people say a lot of things about doctrine. Talking to someone one time, he said, hey, which church do you attend? He was asking me. I replied, which church do you attend? Well, the fathers. I knew where he was going to. And then he said, he attends XSS. I will not call the name for some reasons. Then I answered, that's good. I didn't want, because I have some reservations there. Hallelujah. Then he now said, you guys are the, he never knew that I'm a pastor. He said, you guys are the new generation churches. That we are the old generation churches, tested and trusted. He said, you know, you people's doctrine. I asked, what is doctrine? He said, you know, doctrine is the way you do things in your church. This is really, even Pharisees knows more than this one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very funny. Now, people have that belief, that dogma, that wrong notion about the word doctrine. Hallelujah. Which we're going to look at briefly. We're going to look at it in the course of our study. Hallelujah. Now, he said that he teach no other doctrine. Hallelujah. Now, he sent Timothy to teach, to charge them, charge those who are ministering not to minister any other doctrine. Hallelujah. Now let's go ahead. Look at verse 4. It says, nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which cause dispute rather than godly edification, which is in the faith. Hallelujah. Godly edification is in the faith. Hallelujah. Now, the purpose of the commandment is love. From a pure heart, take note of verse 4. I'm coming there, right? Let me talk like Pastor Dixon. I'm coming there right about now. Hallelujah. Now, the purpose of the commandment is love. From a pure heart, from a pure conscience, from a sincere faith. It's a form which some have strayed, haven't turned aside to idle talk. Did you see? To what idle talk? He says some have strayed. They're desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor the things which they have found. Hallelujah. Did you see what was actually happening around them? Hallelujah. Now he told Timothy to go by the way of a charge to them. Hallelujah. To charge them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, look at what these ones have become. Paul said in verse 3, he said they have strayed. He said, haven't strayed, turned aside to idle talk. What idle talk? He shows us in verse 4, endless genealogies, fables. Hallelujah. Amen. Discovering your ancient landmark, the Crucite. I've seen an exegesis on that. The person had about 9 days. What is wrong with being black? Discovering the Cushites. And they said Africans are Cushites. Hallelujah. 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 Now, glory to God. Now he said they have strayed, turning aside to idle talk. He said desiring to be teachers of the law. Hallelujah. When Paul talked about for them to stray, he was talking about something. He doesn't mean they have... Okay, let's understand what he meant, so that we will know what he's communicating. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, he used the word A-S-T-O-C-H-E-O. Hallelujah. As Tokyo. It means it's a compound word of ah and Tokyo. Ah, from what we know, means negative.
Are you hearing me? Ah means negative. The same way when you look at the word apocalypse.
Apocalypse is a compound of two, which is the
and the apocalypse. The apocalypse means a cover. Now the ah is negative, which is to uncover. Do you understand that? Is used in a negative form, meaning if this is covered, the negative form is to uncover. Do you understand that?
Hallelujah. Now, he uses the same, something similar, like ah and stokio. Now, ah is a negative form, and stokio means, and it means like an aim, an objective, or a point. Do you understand me? Now, when he said they've strayed, it means they've missed the mark. Do you understand that? They actually missed the mark. They've missed the aim. Do you understand me? They've missed the aim. Now he said they've strayed. Hallelujah. Why? Because Paul said they desire to be teachers of the law. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Did you understand this? Let's see. You see, Paul, in his letters, there were some things that Paul stood against and the apostles. But you see, when it comes to law, the issue of law and the laws of Moses, Paul stood strong against it. Hallelujah. Let's look at something. Acts of Apostles chapter 15, first of all, when they had a little issue that they wanted to sort out. Let's see what the issue was, chapter 15, Acts of Apostles, chapter 15, verse 5. It says, and some sect of the Pharisees who believe rose up, saying it is necessary to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. He was talking about the Gentiles. Do you understand me? Talking about the Gentiles. Now, some of the believers who were Pharisees, hallelujah, who believed rather. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Now he said they should enforce them to keep the laws of Moses. Hallelujah. But let's see Paul's take about it. About this. Hallelujah. For us to know Paul's take, we're going to look at Romans, but because of it's not part of what I want to show us. Hallelujah. Let's just rush down to Paul's defense in Galatians. The book of Galatians. Quickly. Hallelujah. I'll just take out some verses. Chapter 3 and chapter 5. Let's look at chapter 3 from verse 23. Okay, let's start from verse 21. Say, is the law? Oh, let's go up a bit so that you understand what I want to say. Verse 19. What purpose then does the law serve? It was added because of the transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was appointed through the true angels by the hands of a mediator. Hallelujah. Now, Paul is telling us the law was added because of that transgression, which is similar to what Jesus told them when they came to meet him concerning divorce. He said, Moses gave us letter of divorcement. I love Old King James. Hallelujah. I mean, certificate of divorcement. And Jesus Christ replied, he said, Moses did that because of the hardness of your heart. Do you understand me? Because of the hardness of your heart. Moses did that. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? We saw even when Stephen was giving them a teaching before they later stoned him. He told them concerning the Lord, he said, they were stiff-necked. Hallelujah. He even made pointers for them that even Jesus warned them of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is Acts of Apostles chapter 7. Hallelujah. Verses 51. He called them stiff-necked. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, let's go ahead. He said, now, a mediator does not mediate for one only, but God is one. Is the law then against the promise of God? Certainly not. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, truly righteousness would have been by the law. But the scripture has confined all under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. Verse 3. But before faith came, we were kept under guard, under a schoolmaster. Hallelujah. We were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which afterward would be revealed. Let's see what the faith is. Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. Hallelujah. The faith is Christ. Hallelujah. Look at chapter 5. Let's start from verse. I'll just read from verse 1. It says, stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. It was referring to the law. If you read chapter 4, you understand this when he talked about the bond and the free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, indeed, I Paul say to you, if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. Hallelujah. Then he talked about circumcision. He talked about the circumcision of the law. If you go back to the law, Christ profits you nothing. Glory to God. He said, and I testify again. Let's look at the post-text. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. Did you see that? He said, you have become estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by the law, you have fallen from grace. Did you see that? Now, Paul holds a serious teaching against those who try to say they are justified by the law. Do you understand that? Now, Paul is giving Timothy a chance. Let's go back to 1 Timothy quickly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy, we're back there. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, I take verse 6 again. He said, from which some have strayed. And I said, the word strayed is the word to miss an aim. Right? To miss a mark. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That same word strayed can be found in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 21. 2 Timothy chapter 2, Let's look at 1 Timothy 6:21, 2 Timothy 2 from verse 16 to 18. Let me just show you how Paul also used it again. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 21. Are you there? Now he said, "O Timothy, guard what is committed to your trust." I'm reading from verse 20. "Avoid the profane and idle babbling and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge." Did you see? Glory to God. By following such traditions. He said, "Some have strayed." Did you see that? "Some have missed the aim concerning the faith." Glory to God. Did you see that? The aim is Christ. The message is Christ, not the law. Remember, Paul has taught in the church that if you are justified by the law, he said you become circumcised, which is to be justified by the law. That's what he was referring to. Then he said, Christ profits you nothing. Do you understand me? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So Paul holds a serious teaching against this. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Also in 2 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 16, we'll still look at it again, but I just want us to read it. He said, "Remind them of these things." From verse 14 I'm reading. "Charging them before the Lord not to strive about the words, to no profit, to the ruins of the hearers." Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word for ruins is the word catastrophe. Hallelujah. Amen. "To the ruins of the hearers." Say, be. Okay. Verses 15. Can I leave verse 15? Because I know I'm still coming there. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 16. He says, "But shun profane and idle babblings." How would he do that? Verse 15 says, "Study to show thyself approved." Right? I'm coming there. Glory to God. "But show profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more and more ungodliness, and their message will spread like ulcer." That's the word. Ulcer or cancer. Okay? He says, "Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed." Did you see the word? "Who have missed the aim concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past. And they have overthrown the faith of some." Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Okay, let's move ahead. We're still coming to all this today. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, chapter 1, we're in chapter 1, look at verse 18. He said, "This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage a good warfare." Now, did you see? What is he waging a good warfare against? These messages. Hallelujah. And how will he wage a good warfare? He said, "Charge them." Did you see that? Glory to God. Now, he said, we should wage a good warfare, having faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected concerning the faith and have suffered shipwreck, of which Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I deliver to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme." Deliver to Satan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Does it mean Paul went to hellfire and dragged those people his way? Hallelujah. How did he deliver them to Satan? Well, what Paul was actually discussing here, Paul was actually telling them they received what they call open rebuke. Hallelujah. That they learn not to blaspheme. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you read further, Paul actually advised Timothy to do the same. Glory to God. In chapter 5, 1 Timothy chapter 5, are you there? Verse 20. From verse 19, say, "Do not receive an accusation," from verse 19, say, "Do not receive an accusation against an elder, except from two or three witnesses." Say, those who are sinning. I circled that in the Bible. Hallelujah. Okay, hallelujah. Those who are sinning, say, "Rebuke in the presence of all, that the rest also may fear." Did you see that? Did you see that? Hallelujah. So Paul didn't go to hellfire, or did he go to meet Satan and say, "Okay, how to hand over Alexandra and not Godwin. You better be careful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, in chapter 2, he told Timothy, he told Timothy that about prayer. Hallelujah. In chapter 3, he gave him about the qualifications of a bishop and a deacon. Hallelujah. Look at verse 6. I am pointing you to some things that I will still come back to. Verse 6 of chapter 3. He says, okay, talking about the qualification of a bishop, which is an overseer. Hallelujah. Verse 6, he said, not a novice. The word for novice is the word nepiotos. meaning something that is newly planted. Meaning the novice, meaning a bishop should not be a novice. Do you understand me? He should not be a novice, somebody that is just someone that is not well taught. Are you hearing me? Least being puffed up with pride, he falls into the same condemnation as the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he gave instructions concerning the bishops. Then look at chapter 4. We're going to do a bit of a long reading here. Hallelujah. From verse 1, it said, now the Spirit expressly said that in the latter times some will come departing from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirit and doctrines of demons. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Glory to God. The word to depart is the word aphistemi, which I've already told us before now. Hallelujah. Aphistemi means to take a position away from the truth. Glory to God. You find the same word in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5, when he told them that it spoke about, okay, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5, let's quickly go there. From verse 4, you see, from verse 3.
Let's get into chapter 6.
Okay, you find that word is in 1 Timothy 6 verse 5, 2 Timothy 2:19, Hebrews 3 verse 12, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 8. I'm too fast. I come back again. 1 Timothy 6 5, 2 Timothy 2:9, Hebrews 3 12, 2 Corinthians 12 8. To take a position that is away from the truth. He wants that verses 3, if anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. Verse 4, he says he is proud. That refers us to what? Chapter 2. Who does he call proud? The one who is a novice. You understand me? He is proud, knowing nothing. Novice. Hallelujah. But is obsessed with dispute and argument over words, from which come envy, strife, revelings, evil, just read it on. He said, useless wranglings of men of corrupt mind and destitute of the truth. Destitute of the truth. Hallelujah. He called them destitute of the truth. The word destitute is the word apostero, which means to defraud. They defraud, to hold the truth. To defraud someone, to hold back something for fraud. Hallelujah. A fraudulent heart. Now he calls them destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is gain. Did you see that? From such, withdraw yourself. From such, take a position away from them. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Aphistemi. Are you listening to me? Now, in context, what Paul is writing about here, I need you to be very, very much attentive. Now, he said, now, listen, I wrote something down for you. I said, the apostles, all through the scriptures, fought against this following thing. They fought against those who preach the law, especially Paul. Are you hearing me? Paul did. Hallelujah. Those who preach gain.
they fought against them. Now, Paul is saying such people say you should withdraw yourself. Glory to God. He said you should withdraw. The one to withdraw, take it. Just don't listen. Don't think. Don't get close to them again. Hallelujah. Do you understand that?
Let's open our Bibles to. Let's see what Paul called them in 1 Corinthians when writing to the church at Corinth. Glory to God. I'm in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Oh, Paul is talking about himself. Look at, I will read verse 14 and then I'll jump to verse 17. He said, now thanks be to God who always lead us to triumph in Christ. To triumph in Christ? No. Hallelujah. Not the word for triumph in Christ, I've told you before, right? Right? It means he was referring to the gospel. Hallelujah. Not triumph in terms of getting a new job. I've triumphed! Hallelujah. Triumph in Christ and through us diffuse the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Talks about the gospel. Hallelujah. Verse 17, for we are not as many peddling the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as from God will speak in the sight of God in Christ. Now look what he says. He said, they are not like those who peddle the word of God. To peddle means to retain. Jesus, while he was on earth, also stood against such practice in the church. Hallelujah. Read John. Jesus went into the temple. He said they were doing merchandise in the temple. Hallelujah. Merchandise means they were buying and selling. He said, the house of my father, Okia, is not for buying and selling. Hallelujah. So the house of my father should be a place of prayer. It's a house of prayer. Glory to God. And we know we are the house of the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. This is clear instructions. He said, see, there are those who peddle the word. He said they teach that what godliness is gain. Hallelujah. And he gives a clear instruction. He says, from them, withdraw yourself. Godliness is gain. If you don't sow, you will not receive. If you don't sow, you will not get. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, from such people, he said, you should withdraw yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So they stood against those who tried to peddle the word of God. Look at Peter with the sorcerer. When he saw that by laying on of hands, the Spirit of God fell on them, what did he do? He brought money. Hallelujah. He wants to buy, hallelujah. Ahead of a story yesterday, somebody came to this, you know, if it is a story, you understand, hallelujah. Came to meet the man of God, and he said, sir, I want to tap into the grace. And the man of God said, am I your power? Why tapper? Hallelujah. He said, glory to God. I want to tap into the grace. I want to tap into the oil. Who is the power? Why tapper? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't do that. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A man of God said, if a man is sowing with the act for something, you are sowing for something, it means your heart is all right. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Paul gave a clear warning to Timothy to charge the people. He said, if anyone comes preaching godliness is gain, to gain with godliness, he said, from such withdraw. Withdraw immediately, even if the person is ministering, redemption, Christ, salvation, everything, exegesis, breaking it down. He said, but once there is what materialism in it, hallelujah. This has got nothing. Please, you have to draw the line. This has got nothing. This has got nothing to do with what Pastor Wisdom taught us today. But what Pastor Wisdom taught us today is about honor. Did you hear that? You don't honor your pastor because you want to receive. I want to honor Pastor Wisdom so that I will pass my exam. If you do not read,
oh, we need to say the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I want to buy this anointing. This Pastor Smart Samuel, let me buy it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am not selling anointing. Hallelujah. Even if
the person is listening, and most times, for some of us, I know years past, I've said something like this, and I say, come on, connect to the anointing. Hallelujah. But we discover ourselves from the scriptures, and we've taken a turn. Do you understand that? And that's what is important. You discover yourself and you take a turn. That knowing the truth and still, and you are stiff-necked. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Materialism is a thought. Say, but he can, this little teacher that we should go out and preach because my mentor will say, a poison is not serving. You have ever seen somebody carry a tapia bottle, come to give you, say, Victor, I love you so much. I drink a tapia, this is the bottle, I drink. Where would they put it? They will serve it in the food. It is in the food. Hallelujah. No poison is served alone. It is served in the food. Hallelujah. Amen.
So Paul said, they are not like those who peddle the word, who retail the word, who tells you come and sow. Somebody is giving testimony. He said, you want to connect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, wireless, broadband. You want to connect. I was somewhere one time, and
where I knew that this was a problem, I have functioned in prophetic unction. Do you understand me? And we didn't do those things. Do you understand? But you see, when you know that there's a problem, and I have to be, because we are all students of the world, right? We are students of the world, right? So I'm free to tell you, so that because you are going to minister the word to, right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, listen, so that you know when people are missing the mark, the aim. And that's what I am actually talking about it in relation to identifying the church. I'm going to link it and you're going to see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, you have to be very, very intelligent. Did you hear me? I was in a meeting one time. The pastor said, oh, those who want to connect with this unction, 5,000. In the whole congregation, it was only 4 that came out. When he saw that it was 4, he said, okay, the anointing will come. He can still accommodate 1,000. He can still accommodate 200. Do you understand? Everybody needs to tap. You are a 1 tapper. You should come and tap. Do you understand? Glory to God. What was Paul's instruction there? We should do what? We should do what? Withdraw. Stay away. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I hope your eyes is fruitful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's getting clearer. You know, when you begin to discuss things like this, some people will be like, Pastor Smart, I want to start this night. Okay? No problem. Okay, let's go back to Timothy, 1 Timothy, right? Okay. 1 Timothy, 1 chapter 4. Why is this fan carrying my Bible like this? Chapter 4. 1 chapter 4. Okay, let me read. Now, it says, Now, the Spirit expressly says that in the latter time some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirit and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy. Now, we've seen one of the lies and the doctrine of demons. Hallelujah. In hypocrisy. Glory to God.
Because we cannot see.
Hallelujah. Hey. I said, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with an altar iron, forbidding marriage and condemning and commanding to abstain from food which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature is good, every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word and by prayer. Verse 6. He said, if you instruct, now let's go ahead. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Christ. Now, he tells Timothy what to do. He said, he should do what? He should instruct. The word instruct is the word hypotitemi. Paul used it when Aquila, in Romans chapter 16, state herself for him. Hallelujah. Let's look at that Romans 16. Put your hands here. I'll just read it for you to see, for us to read. You see? Hallelujah. Verse 3. He says, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ, who risked their own neck for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Now he used the word the risk to stake. Hallelujah. Now he said he used that to represent the same word, hypotitemi, which means to stake, to instruct, that is to stake all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to stake, listen to the word he used. He said to stake all. And we're going to look at how he uses it. How can you, as a minister of the gospel, stake all? He shows us in verse 11. Just look at verse 11. It says, these things command and teach. Meaning, you stake all by teaching. Hallelujah. You instruct by teaching. Glory to God. Look at what he told him in that verse. He said, if you instruct the brethren in these things, you'll be a good minister. Now, he tells him to instruct by teaching, but he has to stake all. Meaning he has to put his all, hallelujah, in ministering the gospel. Glory to God. Remember, when we read before, and it says, their message will grow like cancer. But he said he should stake all in instructing them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, verse 7 says, okay, let's go ahead. Say, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the world of faith and of good doctrine, which you have carefully followed. But reject profane and old wise people. He's still telling him to reject those, what is in verse 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, these things command and teach in verse 10. These things you should command and teach. The word for command is the word paragelo. It means to instruct or to give charge. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he tells you to give charge. We find the same word in Matthew chapter 10 verse 5. Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 4. I'm going to be a bit fast, so you need to write fast. Acts of Apostles 1 4. Acts 4 verse 18. 5 verse 7. To 8. 5 verse 7 to 10. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 7:10, 11:17. 1 Thessalonians 4:1. 2 Thessalonians 3:4. 1 Timothy 1:3. 1 Timothy 1:3. We saw it there. I urge you, when I come to Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, that you may charge. Meaning to command means to charge by way of what? He said, these things you should command. The next word is and teach. He's not telling you to do two different things. He said you should command K-E or K or K-A-I, Kai. But I call it K-E. Permit me, it's not my language. Hallelujah. These things you should command. That is, teach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, he tells him to give charge. He told him, charge these ones. Teach them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The same word is used in chapter 6, verse 13. It says, like, come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And verse 17. I mean, chapter 6, verse 13, and verse 17. Glory to God. He used the word, I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before we say, he urge you. I charge you, rather. Glory to God. And verse 17. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, Paul commands, tells Timothy to command and to teach. Look at verse 16. The word to teach is the word didasko. 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 Hallelujah. It means the act of teaching. The act of teaching.
Meaning, didasko is, listen,
didasko is the act, meaning didasko is an activity. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hearing me? It's an activity. He has to teach. Glory to God. We'll find Jesus using that same word in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. We're going to look at that also. Matthew 28, verse 20. Let's quickly look at what Jesus told them in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. He told them, he told his disciples to teach. He said, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. Let's look at it. Verse 20, say, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. We'll come back to this in the course of this study. And then, if I don't complete it, we'll go ahead. I say it's a long study. So, it might take us the whole of October to round up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a long study. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay. Didasko is the act of teaching, right? Okay, look at verses. That's First Timothy. Okay, First Timothy, are we there? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at verses 16 of chapter 4. It says, take heed to thyself, to the doctrine. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. He said, continue in them, for in doing so you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? He's preparing this guy's mind. Teach. Do you understand me? In doing so you will. He's telling him of, you see, Paul is seeing a danger ahead, and he's telling him, this you ought to teach. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Look at chapter 6, verse 2. Okay. He was telling him how they should honor themselves. Look at verse. He said, and those who have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather let them serve them because those who are benefited are believers and beloved. Teach and exhort these things. He's telling him these are the things you should teach. These are the things you should teach. Hallelujah. Teach these things. Teach these things. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Look at chapter 6. We are seeing that chapter 6. Glory to God. We've looked at verses 5. Let's look at verse 10. He told, now, okay, this is talking about money. Hallelujah. Okay, should I talk about that? Let's go to verse 20. Let's leave that. Verse 20, say, oh, Timothy, say, guard what, now, the word guard is what? Preserve. Oh, Timothy, preserve what was committed to your trust. Avoid the profane and idle babblings and contradiction of what is falsely called knowledge. Hallelujah. Say, by professing in some have strayed. Some have strayed, remember the word, concerning the faith. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, some have strayed. Some have gone out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Then in the second writing to Timothy, now he is giving Timothy charge. The heat is on. Hallelujah. Now if you read from verse 1, you begin to hear him encouraging Timothy. I mean from chapter 1. But I'll just jump down to chapter 2. Look at what he said in chapter 2 from verse 1. He says, you therefore, my son, say, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you've heard from me among many witnesses. He said, commit this to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. He said, what you've heard from me. He said, commit these things too to faithful men. How will he commit it? We're going to look at that. The word to commit, the word paratitemi, which is to put forth without any addition. To put forth without any adulteration, rather. Hallelujah. Put forth what I've taught you. Say, commit it. Give it. Pass it on for faithful men who will be able to do what? Teach others also. It then means that he will commit it to those people by teaching. Listen to this. Timothy is to commit these things for us, taught him to others through teaching. Do you understand? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you see, why we're going to do these teachings, what I'm showing you now. Why are we taking up this teaching? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Look at verse 15. Chapter 2, verse 15. I said, remember I said I was to come here. Let me start from verse 1. It says, remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, but to the rule of the hearers. Verse 15. Old King James says, study to show thyself approved to God. Right? A worker that needs not to be ashamed, rightly divided the words of truth. Okay. First of all, it is the word that translates study there, the word spodazo. S-P-O-U-D-A-Z-O. Now, spodazo. Now, listen. I need you to get this. You don't study to show yourself approved to God. Right? Right? Do you understand that? Do you believe that? Now, what was Paul actually communicating to Timothy? He said the word used, spodazo. If we take that scripture and we look at how the scripture was used in other places by Paul, you will understand what Paul was communicating. Hallelujah. The word spodazo implies to be diligent, to labor. Do you understand me? It implies to labor. Hallelujah. Now he's telling Timothy to be diligent in teaching, in the labor, in the work of ministry. So to be diligent. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The word spodazo, you find it in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3, 1 Timothy 4, 9, 4, 21. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 2, 17, 1 Peter 1, 10 to 15. 1 Peter 3, verse 14. Take it again, Ephesians 4, 3, 1 Timothy 4, 9, 4, 21, 1 Thessalonians 2, 17, 2 Peter 1, 10. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And 2 Peter 3, 14. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now he told him to be diligent in what? In teaching. Said, as a worker, I need not to be ashamed. Say, rightly expounding the words of truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Expounding the word of truth. Then he told him in verse 16 is to shun. How will you shun it? By teaching. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's look at chapter 3. I see coming to the word doctrine again. And this is where we would look at the verses from verse 10. Okay, if we read from verse 1, it's going to be lengthy. I just want to be fast on this. Hallelujah. But I want you to study in context. Read. Just take up the whole 2 Timothy and read. Hallelujah. But he was talking about what will happen. What is happening around. He said, you know this, that in the last days, various times will come, men will be lovers of themselves, slanderers, and things like that. And then in verse 10, he told him, but you have carefully followed my doctrine. Didaskalou. My doctrine, my teaching. Hallelujah. Manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Love, suffering, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at okay. Hallelujah. Smart, calm down. Glory to God. Let's look at verse 15. Before I look at verse 15, stop. The word doctrine is the word didaskalia, which means teaching. Actually, it is used 21 times in the New Testament portion of the Bible, twice in the in the Gospel. Well, I will personally call it once because it was the same account, as in there were different people rendering the same event. Do you understand me? Matthew and Mark. But aside that, Paul was the only one who used that word for the remaining times, which is 19 times Paul used that word didaskalia, which implies teaching. Do you understand me? Didaskalia. Glory to God. Remember I said didasko is the act of teaching. Didaskalia, which is translated doctrine. It's translated or it implies doctrine. Hallelujah. Or learning. Hallelujah. I mean, it implies teaching or learning. Sorry. It's used 18 times. Glory to God. We'll find similar word and we'll find it in Matthew 15 verse 9. My plan was that we'll read the whole 21, but because I wanted us to be careful. I want us to look at it carefully and see, follow the trend. You know, we are Bible students, right? I wanted us to follow the trend and see how I'm going to do this. Pastor Dozen, Pastor Wisdom School of Ministry, you are given an assignment. I'm going to call the team. You are going to do something. You are going to go through the whole 21 and find out what is. Listen, you're going to carefully observe what is your observation in every part that the word didaskalia is used. I'm going to call the scriptures with you. So you're going to go through it and make an observation. Hallelujah. But for others too, you can also make the same observation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can chat me up your observations. Hallelujah. So because of that, I will not say it. But I will say it when I'm in the next class. So that means I need it before Sunday. Hallelujah. So the verses are Matthew 15 verse 9. You have to be diligent to write fast with me. Romans chapter 12 verse 7. Matthew 15 9. Romans 12 7. 15 4. So you don't need to write Romans again. Write 15 4. Sharp. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4 14. Colossians 2 22. 1 Timothy 1 10. 1 Timothy 4 1. 4 6. 4 13. 4:16, 5:17, 6:1. Did you get that? You are not lost. You are in Him. Hallelujah. Okay, 1 Timothy 1:10. Are you Pastor Kubi that we were looking for on key? Honor. First Timothy 1:10, 1 Timothy 4:1, 1 Timothy 4:1, 4:6, 4:13, 4:16, 5:17, 6:1. Now, 2 Timothy now. 2 Timothy 3:16. Okay, we are going there. My father. Okay, I'm going there. 2 Timothy 3:16, 4:3. And we discover that he uses it, the word didaskalia, mostly for the pastoral epistles. The pastoral epistles is the writing to Timothy and Titus. Hallelujah. He uses it more. So you're going to pay attention to that, those ones more. Hallelujah. So I'll be diligent not to say it. Hallelujah. Titus 1:9, 2:1, 2:7, and 2:10. Did you get that? Hallelujah. So be diligent. I told somebody, growth, spiritual growth is deliberate. So you have to. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Spiritual growth does not happen in your spirit, it's your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, years back, we used to think if rapture takes place, some people would be small babies in heaven because their spirit was not mature. Hallelujah. But thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Okay, now he said, you have carefully followed my teaching. Verse 16. Let's start from verse 16. He said, and from childhood, you have known the holy scriptures. Hallelujah. Grammar. Glory to God. Which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Now, grammar, we've explained this and I'll keep explaining it. Hallelujah. It's the content of the writing. Glory to God. Now, he says it reveals what? Salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, Paul uses another word for scripture. He said the word all graphe, meaning the act of writing, writing itself. Are you hearing me? Graphe. Now, when you use the word all, I say do not think all means everything. Go in content. When it means all, is referring to what? The content. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now I say all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, a translation uses the word the breath of God. Everything like that is one word. Glory to God. And it's profitable for doctrine. Listen, he says the scriptures. Hallelujah. The scriptures, now, he said, it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Remember the word used? What? What is the word used? For and. The preposition, what is it? The word and is what? Okay, hallelujah. We are calling Kai, you are for not. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if you are calling Kei, you are from England. Choose one. Boko Haram and not. And glory to God. Okay, let's go ahead. Now, I say all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. The word for is the word which is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, doctrine for reproof. Meaning, doctrine, I want you to follow this, will produce, which is the teaching will produce reproof. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Reproof will do what? We correct. And the correction will bring forth what? Instruction in righteousness. That means I could say the scripture is profitable for doctrine and the end product of it is instruction in righteousness.
Do you agree with me? Do you agree with me? Meaning the teaching should bring forth instruction in righteousness. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Yes, the teaching will have convictions. Hallelujah. You will come with evidence. With evidence, reproof.
Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence. The substance. Hallelujah. I mean, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah.
Now, yes, we know. But the end product of it is what? Instruction in righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the word for instruction is the word that is translated paideia.
Hallelujah.
Paideia.
Hallelujah.
P-A-I-D-E-I-A. Hallelujah. It means the word training. Like when we came this, when we came earlier on, Pastor Wisdom taught us on grace and honor in ministry, right? We receive instructions. He taught us. So what does the end product? Instructions in what? In righteousness. Meaning we are trained. Right? Were you not trained? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Now, the word training is the same word. The word training, if you read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, it uses the word to nourish. Somebody should read verse 4 of Ephesians 6. It says to nourish. That's the word, to nourish. Looking at the father and child relationship. Somebody should read that verse 4.
Father, do not exasperate your children.
Please, change that version. Somebody else.
And we fathers, provoke not your children to love. Bring them up in the nurture and
admonition. He said, bring them up in the nurture. Now, that word nurture, to bring them up in the nurture, the word nurture is the same word, training. Do you understand me? Nurturing. Do you understand that, man? Meaning, teaching is to nurture us. It's to grow us. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? Are you hearing me? Now, this is why teaching, you must be around for teaching meetings. It's to grow you in righteousness. I mean, yeah, in righteousness. Glory to God. The same word is used in Hebrews chapter 12, where some of us don't like some people. Years back when I went there, I was like, hey, God. In fact, I have somebody that gave me that there are some Sunday school teachers when you have. What they tell you will stick to, especially those who cannot explain the scripture and they use testimony to confuse you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We receive instructions concerning that, right? Today. How many of you did? Pastor Wisdom said something concerning it. How many of you received instructions concerning it? Anything that is said to you must be proved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The guy was just talking to us. He said, hey! He just opened Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5. He says, let's just read together. I'm going to read it like he does, but take note. I would read it the way we should read. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, my son, do not despise the... Okay, let me read like him. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord. Do not be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chasteneth, and such is every son whom he receives. The Lord flogged me the day before yesterday. As I was approaching at the gates, the Lord began to give me spiritual koboko. So our heart was melted. I'm like, if God will flog uncle. Hallelujah. Thank God for the light of the world. Hallelujah. Let's look at that very well. The same word is used for chastening here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, my son, do not despise the chastening, the paideia of the Lord. Now, since we know what it means, what does it mean here? Training. Instructions. Training by what? Instructions, right? Do not despise the instructions of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to look at it. How? Because the writer of Hebrews was quoting the text, hallelujah, from Proverbs. So we're going to look at Proverbs chapter 3 very soon. Glory to God. So we'll get what he's talking about. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now let's go ahead. Say, my son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, the training of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. Rebuke here does not mean he slaps you. Don't bring in Nigerian scenario. Do you understand me? Rebuke is correction.
Are you hearing me?
Correction when he corrects you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Do not be discouraged. You've been preaching gain is where, gain is godliness, and now you hear the right message. You have received instruction. And what has happened to you? Correction, you need to correct. Was the tithe will just finish like that? No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand? Say, don't be discouraged. Do you understand me? Don't be discouraged. When you are rebuked by him, when you are corrected by him, from whom he loves, he chastens. He trains, hallelujah, and scorches every son whom he received. The word scorches is the word mastigo. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to see, because if you use the word mastigo in the usage, it means, it's used many a times, how the Roman handled Jesus. Do you understand me? So if you take that word, the way it is used like that, you might run into serious issues. Do you understand me? So let's go back to law of first use. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 11. Let's see how God himself instructs us. The scriptures are our guide. You must always know that. Hallelujah. Verse chapter 3 from verse 11. I'm going to go into some serious tongue wobbling now. It says, my son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord. Now, put your hand in that Hebrews, please. I want somebody to just look at the two. Verse 11 and verse 12. Compared to that Hebrews. Let me see what you observe. Are you there? Let's look. We are all students of the world. I want us, there are some things most times you need to get. You need to understand. You need to understand how to look at the scriptures. Look at those two. Can you kindly Proverbs 3:11 and Hebrews 12:5-6. Can you look at those two? What do you think, or what do you see that is the difference? Can you look at it? Somebody, just give me a difference. Yes. Time up. Are you there? No, nobody. Just let's talk. Huh? Hebrews 12:5. Meaning you're not following me. Everything is the same. There's no difference. Is your Bible written in Yoruba? Me, I can see difference now. Every time there's no difference. Look at it again. Sister Men, you must point out that difference. Eh? Bro, Ike, look for that difference. Let's look at it. Now you understand. Have you seen it? Bro Victor, you are glancing. Your hands are, you are just looking at Hebrews. Where is the Proverbs? Oh yeah. Who has begun this? My father. Pastor Kobi. Pastor Kobi, don't give her exegesis. Let us see. Oh yeah. Ike, Ike means strength. Oh yeah, Ike.
We're still praying for 1 hour after now. What is this? I'm going 30 hours. I'm about 3 hours prayer. You have 2 more before. Have you not seen it, Pastor? Okay, what is the difference?
They wrote it in another way.
They wrote it in another way. What is the other way? That is what I want to know.
See, you need to understand. Okay, Pastor Wisdom, Pastor Kubi, our people need to understand Bible interpretations. Because you cannot
tell me you are opening two things and you are not seeing the difference clearly. Or did you see it immediately? What was quoted from Proverbs? Look at it. Yes, let me hear you. Okay, what is a Negro? No, let's see. We're in a learning class.
All right, let's look at Proverbs. Let me read Proverbs out for you so that you would. So, while I'm reading Proverbs out for you, let me help you out. While I'm reading Proverbs out for you, just be looking at the Hebrews. Can we do it together? Okay, he said, my son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects. Just as a father, the son in whom he delights. What is the difference? Just one word. Did you see it? What is it? No. Is that this is very simple. Kenneth, look at it and tell me. It's just one word.
Some people are just doing like this, but they are sleeping. Hope is fine. You get you good. Hope you're not sleeping.
My son is bad, not the chastising of the Lord, neither be grieved. What really means, neither be grieved. And the Hebrew school that spoke about said, the chastising of the Lord, more faint than I
be. Is that the word? This is funny. There's something else. Okay, Father, let's take it together. No, we are all getting there. Father, one word. Father is in Proverbs, is not in Hebrews. One, What other thing?
Delight.
Okay, delight. I will have received, Abby. Okay. One other thing. That is the word. No. You call the word now. Somebody. That is it. Is this son of God?
Son.
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 Now look at see now this is how you interpret this. Now look at this. He said, my son, do not despise the chastening. The word chastening is the word mister, M-I-S-T-E-R. Now it is mister is an Hebrew word that has to do with correcting somebody with words, not with cane.
Do you understand me? Mister is correcting somebody with words rather than cane. Do you grab words?
Now, that is how you understand again that what he's saying in Hebrews is talking about correction with training with what? Words, right? Okay, let's go ahead. Now, detest his correction. We saw that too, right? When you are rebuked by him. Say, for the Lord, say, for whom the Lord loves, he corrects. The word there is the word Yaakov. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. That is to say, who he loves, he corrects. The word is the word correct. Means this now here he used the word rebuke. Now you see that word rebuke. Somebody say, you go flog, you know. Correct. Do you understand me? Yaakov has to do with what? Correction with words. Do you understand? Now he said, as the Father, the Son in whom he delights. Meaning he tells you, this is how a father treats the son whom he loves. Correction. Do you understand me? Now that is what the writer of Proverbs was passing across. Do you understand that? Just the same way the father loves his son and trains and nurtures the son to grow, the same way to God correct and what? Trains us with his words. Do you understand me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the word there is the word scourge. And the word scourge is the word mastigo. But if you are looking at it from the light of first use, he already explains that verse to us critically, that it is he's referring to how the father trains the son. Do you understand that? Are you with me? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You guys made me spend much more time there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, man. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ooh, 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 ooh. So, I said the word rebuke is the word to what? I said it now. So, okay, the word you see rebuke in Hebrews chapter 12 is the same word that means to correct, right? Now, we'll find that same word used in 1 Corinthians 14, 24, Ephesians 5, verse 11, Ephesians 5, verse 13, 1 Timothy 5, 20, 2 Timothy 4, 2, Titus 1, 9, 1, 3, 2, 15, Hebrews 12:5, like we have seen, James 2:9, and Revelation 3:19. Revelation 3:19. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's come back to 2 Timothy. I want to make a closing remark, so we'll continue from here. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy, where we are, chapter 3. Glory to God.
Amen.
Now, all scripture is given by inspiration to God and is profitable for doctrine, which leads to instruction in righteousness. Right? Do you agree with that? Okay, glory to God. Let's look at Matthew. Matthew. Meaning, what Paul taught Timothy is what he has taught Timothy, what he has taught Timothy, and these writings to the churches are what? Doctrina. That is to say, these are teaching materials that aid spiritual growth. Right? Right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Also, Matthew chapter 28. Let's look at what Jesus said. Matthew 28, verses 20. See, he said teaching them. Now, we understand that the word teaching is to bring forth what? It's to bring forth what? Training in righteousness, right? Now, he says, now, teaching them to observe all things I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the age. When Jesus is telling them that he gave his apostles, okay, his disciples, he told them that they should teach others to observe. Meaning, there are some things
Observe the things he has commanded them. Meaning, the words of Jesus, the words of Jesus written in the Gospels that are also for spiritual growth. Hallelujah.
Amen. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? For example,
remember, the Gospels were written long after Jesus was dead. Are you hearing me? And the Gospels, most of them were written even after the epistles have been written. That is why you find Jesus in chapter 1 when he said, speaking about the temple, he said, I will destroy this temple and I will raise it up again in 3 days. Now, if you read the next verse, he says, this he spoke concerning himself. Because now they knew that it's about himself. But then, when he was saying it, they didn't know. Do you understand that? So to make you know that it was written years after. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Hallelujah. So that actually annuls any fact anybody's bringing up and saying the Gospels were written in Hebrew. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I said that because I need to say it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand that? It was written in Greek. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus, in his teachings, gave the disciples, or in the gospel, gave them instructions that are for spiritual growth.
Glory to God. Well, that is not, I'm not looking at that majorly, so that I don't digress too much. Glory to God. But when we begin to talk about, I have a topic that we're going to treat to a recipe or what, or I just like to be essentials for spiritual growth. Messages for spiritual growth. I've not really gotten the time for it, but I have. We're going to look at that shortly before GPLC also. Do you understand? We're going to look at it too before GPLC. And we're going to see, we're going to point out those things even from the words of Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know,
hallelujah. So, these are very vital truths. Jesus Christ told his disciples, judge not so that you will not be judged. He spoke to them about forgiveness of sins. He spoke to them about forgiveness of sins, which became much more important to them when he resurrected and ascended on high. Now, they understood it after he resurrected, but he shared those facts with them while he was on the earth. And you know something you need to understand? Those teachings of Jesus Christ, you will find them expressly explained in the epistles. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? So they're not just there, but the epistles also explain it. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Yes, my take. Many a times, people get carried away by activities that they begin to look away from the aim.
Many a time, people get carried away with activities, get carried away with who they think or what they think they were born with. In quotes, what is that? I was born to understand that I was due. Infant baptism before you do water baptism. I shared with you somebody that told me he wants to do water baptism because if he does not do water baptism, he will not be a member of the church. What? Do you understand? Like, is that the reason why you say yes? Then, okay, are you born again? He said, after water baptism, you will not be born again. Ah, that is error.
Thank you. That is, even
before Apollos left the earth, he changed the message, right? He changed the message.
Some people are still carrying message. Then even the person that carried it dropped it. Ah. Hallelujah. So most times we get carried away. Having this mindset that it is our church pattern.
Do you understand me?
Even though the very important things that has to do with the kingdom, as important as the word church is, as important as the word church is, many people have started building, many people have cathedrals and call it church. This is the church of God. Missing the end. Many people are not having what I call
should I call it idolized pulpit stand, because it's nothing more than a pulpit stand, and call it altar. Call it, this is a sacred altar. Do you understand?
Missing the mark. Some people think it's as little, but you see, we must eat. Pastor Wisdom said something today which I've said before now, and I want to say it again. Everything that happens immediately we get born again is we discovering ourselves in Him. Salvation is a complete package. Do you understand? Salvation is a complete package. So we begin to. So everything, the epistles are written for identification. Do you understand me? To identify yourself in Him. Do you understand me? Who we are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at scriptures. And after these teachings, a lot of things are going to change in some of our approaches to some things.
Hallelujah.
Even as a ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. Because when we see instructions from the word, what do? We receive instructions, right? And we apply it. So we're going to see it together and we're going to take changes. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So most times we begin to look away from the end. Sometimes, and most times it is because of the kind of message we have heeded to. Like what Paul pointed out to Timothy. Though wrong cannot be right, even if we perceive them right. Do you understand me? A wrong cannot be right, even if we perceive them to be right. For example, listen to this example. Examples are using money to buy blessing. Even if some people will tell you they have 1 million testimony. Like, as soon as I saw the seed, that guy, that was my last car. As I came out of church, I did three motor came. Three motor. Hallelujah. Do you understand? You don't hear things like that. And your heart is no longer on the wall, but now on testimony.
And then they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Put this scripture out of context. I'm by the wall.
Yes. Glory to God. Never quote scriptures out of context. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. The Bible says He disarmed principalities and powers. So which overcoming are you doing? Which overcoming are you doing? Except you are trying to say He did not overcome for you. Then you don't understand your identification or what has been done in Christ for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, so now use example like using money to buy blessings. And what we are looking at in this series, which is identifying the church. Many a times people have made mistakes concerning it. Some have their minds on the building. I heard a story. The man of God said, just imagine the church collapsed.
I remember also that has happened once, a church collapsed. And people are shouting, ah! Ah! The house of God. You think that the church collapsed at Igondo? No, the hotel of the church.
Hey!
Man of God. So I said, Jesus, church just collapsed. The house of God just collapsed. The house of God just collapsed.
and God was inside the house.
Hallelujah. Very funny. But you see, you know what is very funny? It's a problem. It tells me, why are you going to? I'm going to church.
As light as that thing has become accepted, it's wrong. As light as it is, you know we've accepted it. Why even I'm going to church? But it tells me you're going to fellowship. Say, ah, that's on a gathering. You never be good. After 10 years, you're still going to fellowship.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Don't worry.
We'll cause changes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some have their minds on the building. Some have their minds on cathedral. But as Paul told Timothy, that such message will grow like cancer. But he should be diligent in his labor of teaching sound gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because it is for what? Correction and training in righteousness. Hallelujah. 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 So as a believer, always embrace spiritual training with the word. Not spiritual. In fact, it's not even a training when it's not with the word. Are you hearing me? Always embrace spiritual training with the word. Teaching is to bring about spiritual training. Are you with me? Teaching does what?
It brings about spiritual training. Spiritual maturity. Are you hearing me? This is very important to us.
Even as we look into this series of teaching. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet. Hope your mother begin thanking. Just thank him for what we've heard.